So we'll start with this plate. So I've never seen a plate of bourbon.
Plate of bourbon.
Let's start with, I don't know, start
which
with
which is
one.
The expensive plate? The one with the short pours?
That's the expensive plate.
He has larger pours of the expensive plate.
Well, the ones he really believed in. He was very excited about the Noah's Mill and about the rye.
We got a rye?
We got a rye.
Oh, okay. I was,
he insisted.
I've never had Old Pappy 20 year. Pappy Van Winkle, I should say.
I can't remember what year I have.
I mean, they're like 12 year is very common, but the 18 and 20, very, 15 and 20, very uncommon.
Pappy Van Winkle 15 year. So we got the vertical, the 15 and the 20.
All right. Which one's the 15?
There's the 15.
Okay, thank you. These have such a darker color because they're older and better. Oh, Pappy, Pappy. Pappy, my man.
Oh. Life is good.
Needs a few drops of water.
What's that?
Needs a few drops of water.
It's just warm.
Yeah. What do you think?
This is good.
Yeah.
There's a reason why this is $70 a bottle.
70, the 15?
I think so. I think it's up there.
So how much is the 18?
It's off my list.
Okay.
There we go. Pappy Van Winkle, 20 year, is 80.
Do we have the 20 year?
We have the 20. They have a 23 year, which is 250.
Oh, those 2 years?
We actually have a couple 23. We have a 23-year vintage and a 23-year rye.
Let's do the other
Pappy. Yeah.
Pappy Van Winkle. You know, to a certain extent, when you age a spirit long enough in wood, you know, it becomes a matter of taste. You know, are you really looking to eliminate all the sharpness? Are you really looking for tons of vanilla and caramel? Or do you still want it to taste like a spirit? This tastes like an ice cream topping. And it's a good ice cream topping. But, you know, it's got no sharpness at all. And I mean, if the goal is to eliminate all sharpness, okay. I'm not sure it is. Let's add a couple drops of water, see what happens. You know, I mean, after a certain point, it's just wood. You know, you're drinking wood. I like the corn tang. This has no corn tang. You know, there's a point when it's the perfect balance, and you've got the heat and the snap and the tang and the wood and the caramel and the vanilla.
So you're all for the 15.
And when it gets past that point, it just starts losing that equilibrium. It goes the other way. It's too yin. You don't want yang, you don't want yin. You want right in the middle. And you know what the middle is? It's pretty much where they sell this stuff. 15 years, 12 years. All right, what's next?
What's next is the Noah's Mill. We get a lot of that one.
Do you know how old this is?
It's a 15.
Wow, this is surprising. And now for something completely different.
It's also a very high proof.
Yeah, I'll say. We've got to add some water to it.
It's got a great finish.
Oh, it's so much better with water. Wow. A couple drops.
That's a good sip.
Well, how much does this cost? Noah's Mill. Can it be bought anywhere?
No idea.
We downloaded price lists for the New Hampshire State Liquor Store, the Virginia State Liquor Store, 877 Spirits, which is really expensive, and a liquor store in Mill Valley, California, that CNET's Neil Ash recommended, and a Brooklyn liquor store that specializes in bourbon. It seems to have the best prices.
Well, Brooklyn has the best selection.
Selection
they've
and
got
prices.
Things that no one else has.
Yeah.
But Noah's Mill in Brooklyn is 50.
That's not bad.
No one else has it.
That's news. The Noah's Mill, if you can find it for $50, buy it. I mean, you just recommend that for anybody, wouldn't you? I've noticed that.
By the same people that make the Rowan Creek.
When you drink it, it seems to open up into like an expansive sweetness. But you can't isolate it on the tongue, and it sort of like contracts back into dryness. It sort of like gives you a glimpse into a vanilla window. All right, what's next?
What's next? We got 2 23-year-olds.
Let's save the rye for last.
Yeah, save that's you got the rye?
No, that's the rye.
That's the rye.
This is the vintage bourbon. What is vintage? I mean, is there a company here? Or?
I think it's by the Kentucky Vintage Company.
It sounds like a generic bulk company. I mean,
it's
really
a Bardstown thing. They're actually a local Bardstown company.
Ooh, oh, there's some odd things. Try this. What do you think?
Before water?
Yeah.
Maybe I've been drinking too much bourbon. It has very little nose.
You swirl it around. The finish
is
weird.
Much out of it.
It does. I think you got palate fatigue.
Yeah, could be.
It does a dip at the very end into like this weird lilac, flowery kind of flavor that's very unexpected. Here, can I give you an old Italian winemaker trick
yeah.
for palate fatigue? Smell the back of your hand. Now smell the whiskey. Smell it.
I'm still not getting much off this one.
Swirl it. Swirl it first.
These classic plastic cups.
We should be using the glasses we got at dinner.
It reminds me of something else I've had, but I can't. Can't place it.
All right, let's add some water. Still super strong. It increases in proof as it ages because it evaporates a lot of the water, and they didn't add distilled water to bring it back.
It reminds me of the Roundhill, one of the ones we just finished recently.
Yeah. Should we try the rye?
Yeah.
Which one is it again?
It's the vintage
bourbon
rye.
23 years. A totally different nose. Wow, that's really nice.
That's good.
Yeah. Rye's a good drink.
Yeah.
They don't make too many American ryes anymore. One of the best is made in San Francisco, Old Potrero.
I haven't tried the rye yet.
Guys.
I've tried their gin. I haven't tried their rye.
The rye is great.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's better than this.
It's kind of funny drinking rye, and the only rye we drink is 23 years old. You know, it's not not exactly the heritage of rye.
No. Yuppie rye.
Yeah.
It's more W-R-Y than R-Y-E. I don't know. It's
really good.
It's hard to think that these 1, 2, 3, 4, these 10 little plastic cups with their little splashes of fluids are really worth $32.
I think after this trip and going back to my pledge of one bourbon per night.
Really?
I just...
You're already burnt out? You just got here.
It's not that I'm burnt out. It's just that I'd like to sit down with a bourbon.
But that's what we're doing. It's just cereal sitting.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me as well.
It's different. You're not in your house. You're not sipping a bourbon after dinner. It's different.
It's a learning experience.
Yeah. You're investing in your future. You're adding knowledge. That rye is good. You should drink more.
The rye is good.
We don't always have to drink this many. This is just, that's what we're here for. This is a place you have flights, this particular venue. Big flights of big numbers. It's a way to find out what your tastes are. It's not the most pleasant thing. I mean, it's like, look at this trip I'm doing, JB. I'm eating like 8 meals a day for 3 weeks. Is it the most enjoyable way to eat? Absolutely not. But I'm learning so much. I'm gathering this information. So if I'm ever in Roanoke, Virginia, I can say, oh, I know just the place. Or if I'm ever anywhere. If I'm ever in a liquor store, now I know what bourbon's, you know? And you can just get this knowledge really quickly.
The Noah's Mill for the price was probably the best one. But I liked, on the lesser flight, I did like the Old Fitzgerald, the 1849.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the price on that one is, but I'm sure if it's in the $30 range, it's worth it. So Old Fitzgerald, In Brooklyn, they have Old Fitzgerald Prime. I don't know what that is. It's not the same thing.
How much?
$16. Can't be that much.
No.
Old Fitzgerald might be, if we want to buy it. Might be if we want to buy it, we got to buy it here.
So this rye, is that only available here too? What's the deal with that? We should go talk to the dude.
I've never seen any of these. Noah's, they're all the same people. Noah's Mill, Rowan's Creek, and the Vintage Bourbon. I've never seen any of those outside of Kentucky. The Rowan's Creek I have at home is from my favorite liquor barn, Lexington.
I'm betting this vintage 23-year-old rye is not cheap.
No. I'm going back to the Noah's Mill.
They said that's a great job. That's what he said.